Tyrone's under-21 footballers will face Cavan next Wednesday once again back at Brewster Park in the Carbery's Ulster under-21 football final. A spirited, albeit far from outstanding, performance on Wednesday night against Monaghan, topped off with a good John McCullough point that turned out to be the winner in the closing stages, saw Tyrone advance 11 points to 1-7. Tyrone manager Raymond Munro was happy to be in the final, as was ace forward Matty Donnelly.
It was tough going. It's a huge relief to be through to the final. Like, semi-finals, especially against Monaghan, they're always going to be a tough affair, but they're there to be won, and we won it. We're in the final, thank God. That's what we came here to do, and we've done it.
Well, I'm going to bet on the National on Saturday anyway. I said to the boys, all we need is a 3-point turnaround in the second half, won by a point. Mere semi-finals would be getting to finals, get over the line. Scoreboard was the most important thing that day. We were a point the better side of Monaghan. Thankfully we did that. We thought we'd two, but Fergal Cleary had other ideas about the fist of the ball there at the end. But I'm not going to go on here and talk about Fergal Cleary. We have our history with them, and that's that.
Not a classic performance, and still plenty of room for improvement in the decider.
Certainly, you know, the Gardaí game's complacent. I don't think it's complacent, but just maybe a mental drop back in the players' attitude, you know, and that happens in a run, especially when you come through the mammoth task we come through there with Down, you know, and it's very difficult within the week to get players fresh in their mindsets and all, and to think they've accomplished something after going three rounds and you're really only over the first hurdle still. So, you know, that may be the best way we could ever think of getting into a final there. And, like, fellas, the learn there, as we said to them there afterwards, you know, this is all about proving yourself on the day that you play. Past performance count for now, because you have to go out and reassert yourself the next day again. And all you can do is bring that competition to the team that you're playing on that particular day. It's all about Cavan now. Listen here, this here will be history. We are in the final now, along with Cavan, but with a 50-50 chance. And the fellas know that's the day that we have to perform now in order to beat Cavan. So, as I say, Monaghan was part of the equation. It's history now, so we'll take it, we'll enjoy it, but listen here, it's back to work and we have a lot to do, yes.
Did the games against Down perhaps take their toll, as Tyrone at times against Monaghan looked jaded?
I thought those players there struggled, you know, and, but I don't think they struggled physically. I think they struggled mentally. And, you know, if you're not thinking and you're not putting yourself in positions, you know, you're always seen to be chasing. Also, Monaghan owned the ball a lot of the game, so you're always going to be physically looking as if you're tired. So, you know, there in itself is a lesson. We've got to learn to control the ball, bring the referee and bring, you know, the opposition, let them tired chasing us. So, but to me, it's a game of football, you know, it's two teams against each other that want to win very badly. So there's going to be good things, there's going to be bad things. We'll have to bank the good things, work on the bad things that didn't go well for us there. And, you know, there's a lot of them, but the players know that themselves. You know, a week to prepare, so, you know, same as, you know, last week. But I think, you know, that was a better result the other day, the way we won it, the way we scraped over the line, you know, so brought the players maybe back there a wee bit.